share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Everyone is excited for the upcoming Chinese New Year celebrations, but we still have to keep in mind and adhere to the COVID-19 prevention guidelines. The Department of National Unity has just shared the SOPs for Chinese New Year celebrations 2022. So, without further ado, here they are. Religious activities and ceremonies. Religious ceremonies may proceed in non-Muslim houses of worship on 1 and the 2nd of February, in accordance with the non-Muslim houses of worship SOPs under Phase 4 of the National Recovery Plan. NPR, Hokkien clan prayers will be allowed in non-Muslim houses of worship on 8 and the 9th of February, in accordance with the non-Muslim houses of worship SOPs under Phase 4 of the NPR. Religious activities are allowed within your homes, at night, according to the Chinese New Year traditions of the Hokkien clan. Chap Go Me prayers may proceed in non-Muslim houses of worship on the 15th of February, in accordance with the non-Muslim houses of worship SOPs under Phase 4 of the NPR. Houses of worship must monitor visitors to ensure that the SOPs are adhered to. They must also prepare health screening counters at the entrance, to check body temperatures and looks for symptoms such as fever, coughing, breathing difficulties and flu. Check digital vaccination certificates to ensure only vaccinated visitors enter. Record attendance via the MySagittara application or manually. Prepare hand sanitizer at the entrance and ensure everyone wears their face masks. Devotees must scan the MySagittara QR code or manually record their details into a registration book at the entrance, check their body temperatures and use hand sanitizer. Maintain 1 meter physical distancing at all times. Wear your face masks. Be completely vaccinated. Family and visiting. Family reunion dinners will be allowed on the 31st of January. Visiting activities are allowed. Chinese New Year receptions are only allowed for those with invitations. Those without invitations and the general public should not be allowed to participate. Only 50% of event space can be used in accordance with social distancing. Continuous celebrations such as open houses are not allowed. Performances. Lion dances, dragon dances, tiger dances are allowed subjected to the creative industry SOPs. Live performances, by the Ministry of Communications and Multimedia Malaysia, KKMM. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, Thaipusam devotees to the rescue. Majin gives birth in car at Batu Caves with help of temple goers. Source. Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.